We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Have a drink, because this is Hangover Time.
Man, I don't know what to say. I really don't know what to say. Like, listen, like, losing this game is not that big of a deal. Like, you know, you go up 3-0, you drop game 4, game 5 in their house, they're excited, things are, you know... You're losing this game isn't a big deal. Like, it's happened before. Teams have forced game 6s. Teams have forced game 7s. But to just show up like that, like from the jump, from the start, from the beginning of the game, just lifeless, listless. Like, your guys, the guys who are supposed to, like, bring you home in this circumstance, like your vets, your stars, your all-stars, your superstars, giving you fucking nothing. Like, nothing. Like, Jimmy Butler, I thank you for a wonderful, great postseason. What the fuck are you doing out there? Like, to end the half, he asked for the ball at half court, dribbles for 4 seconds with, like, 13 seconds, not even 13 seconds, like, 9 seconds left on the shot clock, dribbles for 4 seconds, just lazily hands the ball off to Caleb Martin, gets in his way. Caleb has nothing to do. We don't even get a shot off to end the half. Like, these are big possessions. These are big deals, right? Like, they're playing zone. Bam is watching Robert Williams under the rim. Jimmy tells him, move, go, 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 because he's worried about the corner three. So you would think Jimmy would have Bam's back in that instance. Of course not. Passing into Time Lord, and he reverse dunks. Like, it's just, like, I don't know what happened to this team tonight. Like, nobody showed the fuck up. The blame can be put on everybody. The only people I'll absolve is Haywood Highsmith and Duncan Robinson. And Caleb Martin to an extent. Like, outside of those guys, I'm not absolving anybody. Everybody else is trash. Even Coach Spo. Because it's been a few games now that Kevin Love as your starting forward doesn't make any fucking sense. Because they've gone small. They've gone away from the two big lineups. Who are you pulling away from the rim with Kevin Love? Derek White? Like, what are you, you're letting them camp out, you know, somebody just basically camp out on Kevin Love, and it's not affecting the game at all. And defensively, they're spreading you out five beyond the perimeter, and Kevin Love can't fucking move anymore. Bring me out, G. Like, I ain't gonna be sitting here. I'm not gonna be screaming, ranting, and raving tonight. Like, it's just simple shit, it feels like. And it also, and honestly, if you lost this game and you put up a fucking fight, like, you would think that this team would come out with a sense of fucking pride or something. They came out with nothing. Just a listless, lifeless fucking effort. Like, guys looking at, like, they didn't even want to be out there. Like, it's just, I don't know. Like, what do you want me to say about these guys? What do you want me to say about the guys that are supposed to be leading this team? Like, for for Duncan Robinson to lead you in fucking points tonight? Are you not embarrassed, bro?
Nuts. Ridiculous.
Like, are you not ashamed of yourself? Like, Duncan Robinson, okay, Bam had 16, but Duncan Robinson and Haywood Highsmith, outside of Bam, were your leading fucking scorers. Are you not fucking ashamed of yourself? Max Strus, are you going to do fucking anything? Kevin Love, are you going to fucking do anything? Kyle Lowry, for God's sake, bro. For God's sake, what are you doing? Just throwing the fucking ball anywhere. Like, literally, search foul hunting. Like, you can't, nobody's afraid of you. Nobody's fouling you. The refs see it. They don't even foul you. They barely guard you because they know you're not even trying to score. You're just chucking the fucking ball up. Everybody's got you figured out, bro. Like, playmate, do something to help your fucking team. It's a fucking joke, man. Anyway, G, you were going to say something.
Duncan Robinson, leading scorer, plus 7.
Nice.
Duncan was driving on everybody, whether it be Derek White, Jason Tatum, Al Horford. He was not afraid. How is Duncan Robinson not afraid to drive and nobody else can do anything?
Alf, that was the crazy part. I was like, well, they're obviously like pressing, and the way you beat that is you dribble past them, right? And then I was like, well, Jimmy's not doing it. Kyle's with the shaky handle and giving the worst passes I've ever seen. And I'm like, and Caleb is kind of doing it. And Duncan really the only dude that's like, okay, well, I'm going to dribble past you.
Max didn't even try. I can't think of a single time tonight Max tried to take anybody off the dribble. Maybe I'm wrong.
He was taking like contested pull-ups when they're like pressed really high. And
with
I was
10
like,
seconds left on the shot clock. What the fuck are you doing, Max?
I'm like, go.
Like Max forgot how to play basketball. Jimmy.
The whole basket, yeah.
And listen, I don't know if Jimmy's ankle's bothering him. I don't know what's going on. This one game every other night. I'm not making excuses for anybody. Like, show the fuck up, man. Because you're talking a lot of shit. Anyway, I'm Alphonse Sidney, a.k.a. Alf954. Welcome into Miami Heat Beat post-game show Hangover Time. If you're watching live on Twitch, God bless you. Because I would go watch anything else.
There are a lot of people here in chat. There's a lot of people live.
Yeah, no, so. We love you guys. Thank you for showing up. Because if it was me personally, I would have gone and watched anything else that has nothing to do with basketball.
100%.
Like, I'd be watching HGTV and praying to God nobody wanted to build a basketball hoop in their fucking basketball. If you're watching the replay on YouTube at the Miami Heat Beat YouTube page, make sure you hit that like button, that subscribe button. Leave us a comment. Tell us how disappointed you are in this Miami Heat team. And tell us that you still believe it's Heat in 6. And if you're listening to the podcast tomorrow morning, please understand I look as tired and annoyed as I sound. G.
What's up?
Let's find out who kicked our ass tonight.
They kicked our ass.
I'm going to start. I normally don't do this, but I'm going to start. Spo kicked our ass tonight. And I'm not doing this fire Spo shit or blah, blah, blah. You keep getting cute with Kevin Love, man. They made the adjustment. They made the adjustment a few games ago. Kevin Love has been super effective against the Brook Lopez's and the Mitchell Robinsons of the world. As soon as they took Robert Williams out of the starting lineup, stop being fucking cute. Kevin Love has no business out there. They are running. I mean, they were running them around. Like, there were so many open corner threes. Outside of the first Kevin Love stint, like, they kind of played them pretty even throughout the rest of the game. Like, literally. Like, but you let them get so hot. Like, Derek White, honestly, the basket was the size of the fucking ocean. Because, like, the first three or four shots he took, nobody was around him. Right? Like, Caleb Martin, whether Gabe Vincent was hurt or not, should have been starting two games ago. And Kevin Love should be your five off the bench because Cody Zeller ain't it. Like and we finally make the adjustment at halftime. We wait till halftime to make the adjustment. And now these dudes are already, I mean, this front-running ass team, you gave them the green light to go fucking crazy. Finally made the adjustment at halftime. And honestly, you didn't make all the adjustments because I don't know why Kyle Lowry was still out there.
Well, like, if you saw in the first half, really, I mean, after that first quarter, like he barely played that half. I mean, he was so bad that even
then then they bring him in to start the second. He was so bad that you barely played him in the first, but you bring him in to start the second. Like, I don't know. Anyway, that's who kicked our ass. Brian, who kicked our ass tonight?
Heat did. They started a game with all these turnovers again. Bam. I don't even know what he's doing out there half the time anymore on offense. He's posting up thinking he has a mismatch. He can't even keep a dribble longer than 3 seconds without getting it tipped.
6 turnovers for Bam. Bam has as many turnovers as he did defensive rebounds.
And Jimmy's like, I don't know. To me, the one I'm really most upset about on this team is Jimmy. He comes out these last two pressers. Well, this last presser, I'm sure this one's going to be the same. You know, smiling, thinking everything's all good. Dude, you need to be in your mama mentality and win this last closeout game. You already knew going into this series, this team was going to be hard to beat and close out this series. You saw what happened last year. You couldn't close out game 7. You need to be able to close this team out. It's not going to be easy for everybody on this team. But like Jimmy, you have to be the one to set the tone early on. Stop these dribbling for 3 seconds looking for a mismatch. Just attack whoever's in front of you. Don't pump fake and just get aggressive. If you get contact, hopefully you get a foul call. But if not, at least you try to do something with the ball rather than just dribbling around the perimeter hoping that somebody is going to come and bail you out. I don't like that offense. That's part of the reason why the Heat are playing so bad right now. This team follows Jimmy, follows Bam, follows the stars, and then the rest of them can come and supplement. Right now, you're actually seeing some good performances from the non-All-Stars. But the All-Stars are not showing up when it counts and when it matters. They're one win away. It's not like they need to do much to win this series. You have to win one more game. Now you have 2 more chances, but you just had 2. You gave them up away in practically blowouts in 2 straight games. One on your home floor, and now one on the road. You have to win game 6. There's no way you should be going back to game 7. If you don't win game 6, the series probably is over. And to me, they put that on their own plates by not taking that third quarter seriously in game 4, because they had a 9-point lead. They could have put them away. They didn't do it.
They play with their meat.
And part of it was a lot of different things on the floor that Miami was just, I don't know, they were just doing so many bad things leading to Boston getting hot from 3. And now you see that they're front running, and now to Bond's credit, they actually have some momentum. I didn't think they would be shooting the lights out again to start off a first quarter like they did today. I thought it may take them a half to get there. But no, those guys are shooting lights out, and if they're shooting like that, this Heat team, they got their head down every single time they have the ball now. Like, they don't feel like they can win against a team that shoots like that. They did the same thing against Milwaukee in game 2.
G, who kicked our ass tonight?
I'm going to go Derek White.
Correct.
And I think one of the big adjustments that the Celtics made was they put a guy on the wing. So Miami like sends help early on Tatum or Brown, but mostly Tatum. And they'll send that guy either at the nail or whatever, they'll send him to kind of creep in and shade and help, if not hard double. And I think the Celtics did a good job of kind of giving him an easy pass, because I mean, his assist numbers have been good, but he's not like a LeBron level passer, right? Like, he can't make those complicated, like off the dribble, cross court stuff. So what the Celtics did was kind of give him easy kind of little outlets, and that's just swing once the defense moves. So I thought White kind of finishing those plays. I mean, really all of the guards, man. Smart was fucking annoying as hell, which is like his game. Hit a bunch of threes. Horford had like 5 offensive rebounds or something, which is kind of insane. I mean, they played great. I mean, Miami played with no urgency, as Brian has said. Jimmy looked like he didn't give a shit. Kyle threw up all over himself. Bam had a million gajillion turnovers. So, but, you know, honestly, like, Boston played really well, and Boston frazzled them into that, and they looked scared and not ready.
Bon, who kicked our ass? You're muted.
Yeah. No, they kicked their own ass. I don't have too much to say about it. They kicked their own ass in the way that they handled game four and kicked their ass.
Well, like, they – so I'm not going to do the quarter thing because it's, like, the stupidest thing in the world. But they get outscored by 15 in the first. In the second, they got outscored by 2. In the third, they got outscored by 1. And in the fourth, they outscored the Celtics by 5. So, really, after the first quarter, they outscored Boston. Now, obviously,
from the point, the it game, was 20 to 5. It was 15 to 5. Kevin Love sat.
That doesn't matter.
Listen, no. What do you mean it doesn't matter? Boston went on a little 5-0 run when Caleb first got in. From that point on, they played them pretty even. Like, and I'm not only blaming – see, the thing is, I'm not blaming it just on Kevin Love, right? I'm blaming it on the fact that it's the wrong group of guys out there. Like, if it's true that Boston is more talented than you, they're more physical than you, they're more athletic than you, you can't run out there with Max Strus, Kyle Lowry, and Kevin Love all together in the starting lineup. Like, you just can't. They're not playing Al Horford and slow Rob Williams. They're playing Al Horford and 4 super fucking fast athletic guys. So like you were saying, G, they're whatever, the soft doubles, whatever they're throwing at Tatum. Now you need athletic guys to rotate, right? And what's happening? Kevin Love is flat-footed as shit, can't move. Kyle Lowry can't fucking move, right? And I mean, they're just, the ball's swinging around and somebody's wide fucking open. As soon as they brought Caleb into the game, you started seeing guys fly around just a little bit more. And I don't know if they would have won the game if Caleb started. I don't even think they would have won the game. But it would have been a lot more fucking competitive than we – like, the whole game was competitive outside of that first fucking 7 minutes. They were not competitive, and they just let Boston just fucking go crazy.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
If you're a basketball junkie, then you know there's no better time of year than the NBA playoffs. Twice a week, JJ Redick is cooking on his podcast, The Old Man and the Three. He has guys come on in all stages of their careers to talk about the league and share stories you won't hear anywhere else, including Devin Booker on why he talks so much trash, Ray Allen's epic free throw competitions with LeBron in Miami, and the moment Tyrese Halliburton knew Pascal Siakam would be a good fit in Indy. In addition to player interviews, every Monday, JJ breaks down the top three things happening around the NBA with unmatched analysis, not outlandish takes, and is often joined by masterminds of the game like Tim Legler to dive deep on rookie reports, trade breakdowns, and why is mean mugging now a tech? You won't find another outlet that covers the game as comprehensively and with such insight as JJ does it on The Old Man and the Three. Make this your companion podcast during the playoffs. Listen to The Old Man and the Three ad-free on Wondery Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yep. Happened last series, too. They had games like this last series. In the Eastern Conference Final last year. Last year.
What's that, Bon?
That offense didn't feel competitive. Like, they don't felt that offense didn't feel competent and well run. Like, it, the whole thing just.
I mean, their field goal percentage was excellent in the second half. Like, they were, like, but they just couldn't hang on to the fucking ball.
They kept figured turning it the ball out, over. But they kept turning the ball over, which I'm sure that.
And couldn't get stops, like the turnovers and not getting stops.
Oh, the defense was shit all fucking game. Like,
but that has to be what it is. They're not going to outscore them. They have to defend.
Of course. Like, every time, like, it's like they took it down to like a 14 or a 12 point lead. Bond, you're looking at them like, two more, get two stops.
Nope. Off the foot, like, out of bounds, fumbles.
Fumble. Bam, for some reason, decides to take the ball. Like, fine, we learned that this shit in, like, elementary school. Stop putting the ball by your ankles.
That dude has to stop letting himself get pushed out so far. Some of it is, like, the whole run some stuff for him. But, like, even when they do that, they always started off with, like, a cross screen trying to bring him strong side. And he just lets himself get ridden so far out. So now he's got a face up. And you don't have a face up bag truly, truly, truly like that. You got some pennies in a coin purse. You don't really have too much of a face up bag. And it's just – dribble off his foot, off his knee, bringing it low. Little people down here swiping at it the whole
Marcus
time.
Marcus Smart swiping the ball away.
Marcus Smart, Derek White, fucking ow.
Jalen poked hands. The ball out of his dribble like five times.
Awesome. You think they would know by now, like from last game, like try to give Bam different looks than that. Like,
no, it's not about giving Bam different looks. Bam, do fucking something. Stop.
You got to feel that they're going to.
No, at some point, that's on the coaching staff.
You know what I mean?
No, but I don't want to fucking hear it. I don't want to hear it about the coaching staff with Bam, man. Like, stop dribbling off your fucking foot. Stop.
Yeah.
Like, bro,
that's an adjustment. You have to make a counter adjustment for Ralph.
You can't make an adjustment for a dude dribbling the ball off his foot.
If you have two or three guys rolling on him, yes, you got to get the ball off his hand and give it to somebody to actually dribble the ball.
He needs to do that then.
Yeah, that's
like
not
nobody told him to try to dribble between your legs through three guys. Your hand was shitty.
I don't want
to
hear this point, Bam, stuff. He's on
he has Grant Williams locked under the basket, and all you just turn it and finish
just
over.
Make
no,
him
planks
a dribble
it off the back of the rim. Then you're fucked. If Bam is all just dribble hands off.
Well, we lost a game strictly on turnovers, I think. More than anything else.
No,
I mean, listen, we don't have to
turnovers
like
overreact. And offensive
like, they've been putting Bam in the mid to low post all series, and it's been successful. He got rattled today, and that happens. That shouldn't happen, but it happened. And to like make this some sort of grand indictment on him when, you know, he had a bad game with six turnovers. That's a problem, right? And we give him beat shit for it. And, like, I'm not saying to let Bam skate. But, you know, that's not normal.
It's the same problem last game. The same exact same thing last game.
It is. I think last game was him doing too much. This game was they were taking it from him. I thought last game was more self-imposed mistakes. I thought this game, Boston was very, very aggressive with him. And he was very frazzled. And he needs to be better. I agree with Brian in the sense of like, I don't think they should be feeding him in the mid post right now. Like that's stupid. Like they need a relief bucket and they're going to him who's been a fucking turnover factory. That's not what I'm doing. But also it's like, that's not normal.
You see, there's too many times they've given him the ball and he's dribbled himself into the turnover. Like nobody, they're not dropping the ball into him while he's being triple teamed. Like, they're not giving him the ball like Shaq under the basket with three guys swiping at him. He's dribbling into this shit.
Facing it, walking into the doubles and the triples. And then there's no motion. Then there's nothing happening on the other side.
Or he'll make his first move, and instead of being decisive and going up with it, he brings it back down, tries to do three more moves, and now everybody has that shit scouted. Everybody knows Bam ain't going for the first move. So after they don't bite on the first move, they wait for him to flow into his second move, when he sometimes does for absolutely no reason. And when he's doing that, now they all come around and start swiping at him. Like at some point, like I don't want to hear that it's the coaching staff. Like, how about Bam? You just go for that first jump hook that you have. Like every time he's just been decisive and gone straight to the rim, he scores or gets a good look.
Out.
In the second half, that's what they did more. They're like, okay, let's run him and pick and roll. Let's like run him and pick and pop. And I'm a little sick of him looking good in second halves after he plays so bad that they get in a hole. I'm kind of over that.
Been
like,
over.
I'm just like not going to give him credit because I think Boston, you know, in that second half, I know that the numbers look a little better, but obviously like Boston took their foot off the gas defensively a little bit because, you know, you're up 20. You know what I mean? Like, So, I mean, Bam doesn't get a pass. Kyle doesn't get a pass. Jimmy, none of these guys get a pass.
How many shots did Jimmy take today?
10. Jimmy took 10 shots.
What's up? You know, his demeanor, his shit's funky. Like,
but did you see the video? I don't like doing this, but did you see the video of him, Will Mantle put, he was shooting pregame?
Yeah, he had no lift.
It's not that he had no lift, because that's how, like, that's how he warms up. He just looked like that. If you had put that face over a guy making copies, it would have looked the same. You know what I mean? Like, it was very Eric Bledsoe, I don't want to be here.
He gets that way, but, like, this is the worst time to be that way. And, like, you can say body language, whatever, like, that shit matters, and it's legible. Like, you can see it, and it permeates. Like, that, you can feel that shit. Like, when you walk in and you feel a certain something off of your main guys, you have a little extra, like, all right, we good. Da-da-da-da-da. You walk in and, like, your main dudes dropping the shit off their foot, off the knee, just don't feel present, then that feels like something else in itself that must be overcome. It's too much.
I will say this.
Duncan Robinson had 9 assists.
Yes. You know why? And that was literally what I was about to say. Because he's the only motherfucker forcing rotation.
Penetrating, trying to get rim pressure.
I was Stark Duncan, man.
I tweeted today.
He had as many assists as a starting lineup combined. Nice. Did you hear what I just said?
He had he had as many assists as Kyle and Bam had turnovers together. I think they had one more. I think they had 10 together, and Duncan had 9 assists.
The only person playing with some thrust, that's, you miss Gabe's, like, shooting defense, whatever, but Gabe was giving you rim pressure. Like, Duncan's the only person now who's even trying to,
without a pick, to the cup. Without a screen.
And Bonte is
getting to the cup.
The anti-screen merchant, Duncan Robinson, who would have thought?
Bond and G, both to your credits, like, Duncan Robinson shouldn't be the guy that's attacking off the dribble every single possession and being a threat off the dribble. Though. It has to be a guy like Jimmy when every other guard's out. Kyle Lowry's not giving anything this series anymore. Like, that's it. I wouldn't even consider playing in the next game, considering what I've seen these last two. I just play Haysmith and Gabe, and that's it. Don't even play Lowry.
You throw him. You do what you did today. You play him early. You see if he gives you something. And then if he doesn't, then you do what they did today. I mean, but honestly, like, if Gabe isn't going and if he's just going to look like a pumpkin, like, it's kind of tough unless Jimmy and Bam kind of give you those performances. I mean, he was, you know, it was funny. We talked pregame.
They literally cannot afford a single bad Kyle game anymore the rest of the series. That's I think he's done it for him. Like, that's it. I would not play him.
Brian has exiled Kyle Lowry. He's no more Kyle Lowry minutes.
He's quite literally almost lost to you at least one game this series, but almost two.
Did he lose them last game?
He started this game terribly. He was part of the turnover issue to start the game.
He was not good today. But to say that he shouldn't play a single minute in the rest of the
series. Well, he dug them the 15-point
when
hole
they don't have a guard. Well, they all dug it, right? Like, you know, he was really bad.
Yeah, I'm not blaming Kyle alone. I'm not blaming Kevin alone. I'm not.
I just don't think he.
It was a group issue.
It was a group project.
Everyone
submitted their shit on time.
Everybody. Except Duncan and Highsmith.
I'm talking about that starting lineup.
They seriously
have to consider something else. They have to start with a different line. Like, Kevin Love can't start
Caleb. They should start Caleb.
Honestly, start.
And Caleb, I would play Highsmith off the bench.
I'd rather start Highsmith than.
Honestly, I don't know. Maybe you can start Kyle if you have 4 other good defenders out there, but you just can't have Kyle and Kevin.
I don't think he can guard Jaylen Brown.
It sounds like Gabe will probably play.
I don't think that he can guard Jaylen Brown. And I thought that athletically Boston superimposed themselves, and I think that's like part of it. Like, he's 37, and, like, you know, I don't know if he has a hand injury or whatever the fuck they were saying, but, like, he would guard Jaylen last year and it worked, and this year he just has not been the same on those athletic guys. He has been best this season as a help defender. And we saw in the Milwaukee series, it wasn't that he did a good job on Middleton. It was that he was a very effective and very smart helper. And he, you know, having him on Jaylen is just not great. I just straight up rather have him on Derek White.
Listen, if Gabe can play, you start Gabe and Caleb. And that's it.
Right. Jimmy's presser. Jimmy's presser, he's talking about how they have to play harder and something, something, something. He guaranteed we will win next game.
Didn't he say we will win this
actually
game?
Actually do it. Yeah, he said we're going to win this game on the road. So, like, whatever. That doesn't mean anything to me.
Sure, no, of course not. I'm just...
Listen, at least he showed up on, like, fucking Dylan Brooks. So, I guess
who
he
showed
gets...
up?
At least Jimmy showed up to the presser on like Dylan Brooks. Oh,
to the presser, okay.
The Heat don't play
to the game.
You know the most concerning thing. The most concerning thing about Jimmy Bond is that he looked like a traffic cone on several defensive possessions. There were like so I can talk about Kevin Love and Kyle Lowry all I want. That they're too slow. They both can't play together. But there were legit several possessions where Jimmy was the worst defender on the floor. Like, that can't fucking happen.
Fuck, bro. Didn't give a fuck. I could say, like,
just
some of these other dudes played bad. I felt Jimmy didn't care. Like, Bam and Kyle played bad and, like, awful. I felt like Jimmy walked in there like he didn't want to fucking clock into work today.
I don't think Bam cared much. I didn't feel much care for
him. I felt he was trying on defense.
I felt like he did. I felt like he just fucked up.
No.
I think he was rattled. I think he was legit rattled.
I hope he
Bam took
care.
More shots.
Because if he played like that and cared, I think I hope Bond's right.
Actually, you're right. Let's.
I hope Bond's right, man.
Somebody said Jimmy Bond turned into Whiteside. Right. No, the correct comparison is Jimmy turned into Winslow.
Yeah.
Like what no. is it?
Dog, Bam was straight up Justice. Like that's the shit that Justice used to do. Where did you see that one layup that rolled in and then out?
Yeah.
That shit that would happen to Justice, and I go, oh no, it's Sojo over.
51.3% from the field for the Heat tonight. 40% from three. They just didn't even get enough shots up. That was like they just
how many threes did Duncan
turnovers and offensive rebounds did it for
Duncan
them.
Duncan scored 18 points night, and he had
only took
two,
three threes.
Like two threes.
He only made two or three.
I think he missed a three in garbage time.
What a king.
And he got fouled a number of times and didn't
Why
call it.
Why are people accusing Heat players of doing cocaine? Let's not do that.
What? Don't talk.
And you know what?
Those are not
here's another here's another thing that bothers me. They went to the line 10 times.
To clarify for the pod audience, it's chat. I just don't want anybody to think that we're doing that.
They went to the line 10 times, right?
Once in the second half.
Nuts.
I can't think of a single like there was like one time I thought Duncan got fouled. I can't think of too many times they deserve to be at the
oh,
line.
Oh no, the officiating has been fine this whole series.
No, there wasn't like don't tell me don't blame no officials or nothing. Like, I mean, the Celtics only went to the line 19 times, and they probably deserve way more free throws than those 19. Yeah.
Just because. Just off GP.
Just
here. Take a point.
I mean, you know what's funny? They only shot one more shot than us.
Again, I mean, that fourth quarter.
Does that sound right?
No.
I mean, but probably because, like, the fourth quarter, the second half was like they were in melee mode.
They only shot one more shot than us.
We were 40 from set for 78, and they were 40 of 79.
There's no way we got that many shots up with all them turnovers.
And I mean, they hit seven more threes than we
did. Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how that math happened.
Was it math?
Hold on. I'm going to start putting Chad on blast right now. This guy, Alejandro and Chad, has been so annoying. He's like, stop talking about Denver because when have we ever talked about Denver?
Who has
very specifically not talked about Denver?
Oh, I did. The point Solomon Hill
fucking Alex Toledo on Five Reasons is texting me 2 days ago. How do you think that he matched up against Denver? I go, motherfucker, they have to finish this series first. Get out of here. Not us talking about Denver. I haven't said shit about Denver.
Everybody's problem.
Okay. Chat saying the chat is talking.
My bad, Alejandro. I'm sorry.
I'm screaming.
I apologize.
Counting chickens for they hatch.
I'm about to say.
Well, if they play like this,
this is Alex's fault. I'm putting Alex on blast. I betrayed a confidence. I'm sorry, Alex.
I was on a Sacramento radio station today, randomly. I don't know. It was like,
why?
What?
They just found me. I looked insane Heat fan on Google, and I came up. And they were asking me, like, how do you think Miami matches up against Denver? I'm like, I don't know. I'm not at Denver yet. I was like, Jokic terrifies me. I have no fucking clue. I was like, I don't know what Miami Heat team is going to show up tonight.
Right. Bitch, I'm still trying to figure out how we match up against Boston. Like, leave me alone.
Yeah. Chad, Sage, the arena.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
I'm going to my energy leader tomorrow, and I'm going to ask her if I use the same sage or a different sage. Okay.
I'm trying to figure out Derek White, and you're asking me about Jokic.
I might tell you to use a different one.
Well, let's brainstorm this.
I'm going to ask her. I'm going to consult the expert. I'm going to see what she says. I'm going to get a vibe check, and we'll see.
I want to
end this because I'm tired. I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to go
around. We got 268. I mean, shout out to you guys for sticking with
us. Shout out to chat. Shout out to the audience.
I ain't much to talk about.
Alf, before you close out, I want to laugh at people on Twitter and in chat. People are coming to me demanding that I answer for the fat point guard's crimes. I've been told you need to apologize. Like, I need to apologize. I'm not apologizing.
I apologize. Honestly, I don't even care. Like, here's the thing. He played bad this game. Everyone did, right? And Kyle hasn't had a good game in a while. But Kyle literally, like, won you a couple games this postseason.
In the Knicks series, he was huge. At the end of that Bucks series, he was big time. To the point that – and let's be honest, like, Gabe had a rough Knicks series because that was not a good matchup for him. It was a better matchup for Kyle. And Kyle came up big. Gabe had some big quarters, but like Kyle was like consistently closing. This has been a Gabe series. Gabe has been fucking spectacular. He's been awesome. He's been like arguably like one of their three or four best players, like as a whole this series. I mean, so like
top,
this has been more of a Gabe series,
top
but like
four player this series.
You know, like the Gabe starting, Kyle coming off the bench has like worked a ton. Like they both have their skill sets, and I just think it's funny. It's like we went from Kyle's a playoff guy. He's the worst contract in Heat history again. And I just think the careening is funny. Like, I understand, like, these, like, moments stink and you get mad. And, you like, the first thing anybody wants to do is point blame. And it's like, okay, well, like, Kyle is, like, you know, he played bad. And, you know, he doesn't have the pedigree that Bam and Jimmy has. So, like, yeah. So, you see, chat's doing it. Like, he's been catastrophic. Like, he didn't help get you here. You know what I mean? And it's like, I think we could, like... We can talk about like the shit that happens, but like not be hyperbolic and ignore like
it's a sweeping indictments on players.
Yeah.
Like that's like, just annoying.
Yeah.
Like go ahead and borrow.
Oh no. I agree. Like I agree with the sweeping indictments.
Not to cut you off. It goes to people saying after like Gabe has like a bad three games that Gabe Vince is not an NBA player. Like that's ridiculous, and we gotta stop.
I've been stopped listening.
Yeah. And like that kind of shit is annoying. And like chat's like watching Kyle Lowry is annoying. That's not what you were saying in the Bucks series. So like I don't want to hear it.
Yeah,
that's not what we were saying in the Bucks series when he's forcing turnovers at the end of a game to beat the one seed. So like. I don't really get like you guys have like half a brain. So like, what are we doing here?
You know, certain shit doesn't need engaging with. I am tired of him over penetrating though. Like I get like you're trying to make something happen, but like you're too small and you don't have the giddy up. You're just like running in place and like
he needs to pull up.
And it's just he doesn't. I don't understand the one pull up he got into. He's like chucked the shit behind him. I'm like Kyle, what are you doing?
He had that one pull basket.
Get a floater for God's sake! Like practice with Tyler.
I've been telling all of them need to practice with Tyler. All of the guards need to go through Tyler's floater workout and see how he does it.
Just floater university.
That annoys me. I'm sorry, I finally want to close this. This is the last thing. the Celtics have basically, so on Jimmy and on Kyle specifically, they have stayed home on shooters. And they're like, you need to score. Yeah. On you need to score on one-on-one or one-on-two coverage. We're not sending a lot of help. And with Kyle, they're like barely sending the guy who screened on him. You know what I mean? Like, it's like it's usually one-on-one coverage. And when he penetrates, we did this pregame, he doesn't have anywhere to pass the ball to. And he's not beating guys cleanly off the dribble because, like, he's 37. So now he's in a position where he's like, well, I get to the paint and nobody rotated.
So stop going to the paint. Give me that pull up. Get well, to
like,
the nail.
What he needs to do is come off the screen and pull up or kind of manipulate the dribble or go back to that kind of snake inside out stuff. But, like, that's the stuff that was working. What he's doing now is, like, he's given the lane. He goes into it. And no Celtic comes to help. And he's not, like, he's not big enough or good enough at this point to, like, finish over bigger guys. So it's been tough.
Sorry, I'm doing my Duncan Hive dance.
He's out here,
that
bro.
Tyler Hero is questionable tweet's going to hit, like, so much different for game six.
He's not even going there.
Vaughn, I want to start with you. You've been the most coherent tonight. Brian is despondent.
She usually is, though.
Despondent, G's doing word salads about Kyle Lowry. I'm just super upset at everybody.
I was ready for bed.
Oh, so fucking tired. So tired. You know what I'm saying? My daughter's gonna wake me up. I gotta get to here. We're gonna play game six. No, he's not.
No, he's not. Gabe's
gonna play game six. I gotta be up. I gotta get my daughter to a doctor's appointment at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Anyway, so that's gonna be fun. Siobhan,
yo,
what if you're Coach Spo, and not just starting lineup, but like what adjustments do you make for next game? I want to hear the starting lineup rotationally. Like, what would you do next game? Real quick, 30 seconds.
Ooh, okay. So I think I would go Caleb in there somewhere. I do agree with you. You can't start Kyle and Kevin together.
Or either.
Damn it. The other things. I think you let Jimmy.
And Gabe can play.
Yeah, Gabe starts.
I'm saying this is if Gabe's playing. Go ahead.
Yeah, Gabe starts. I think, I don't know. I figure out how to get Bam involved, but I need him to help me get himself involved. Maybe I played like Jimmy out of the mid post and let him play making decision make out of there. But I also run offense on the other side. Like I don't know. It's a lot.
What do you do if Kevin Love's minutes? Do you play him over Zeller as a backup five?
See, I like some of Kevin's minutes. It depends on if you're going to play Kevin, you have to play the defense that he helps them with. Kevin shows really well on the screen for them. That one like leak out that they got at the end of game four, the run out, was because Kevin showed really well and disrupted Jason coming off of it. You can use Kevin. You got to use him kind of the right way.
I think, Vaughn, that's good, but they just keep giving them the same look with Kevin. And I think they need to mix it up because they just show every time. And I think that's the problem. You need to surprise them.
It should go back to the soft show or like that soft double.
And I don't mind them in zone either. Like, do what you got to. But I understand why you don't run zone with the starters because that's like ridiculous.
I don't know that answers your question. But
what defense was Miami running when Kevin Love was like getting all those charges? Like, what defense was Miami running? Because I feel like that's when he's at his best.
I thought he was in more of a drop. I might be wrong.
Probably a zone or a drop. If he's near the rim to be getting charges,
that's when he's most effective, I think.
Well, it's also
he can play that way if there's another.
You can't with the Jays.
And you can't play that. He can't be around the rim if Al Horford's on the perimeter. That's part of the problem.
I don't mind helping off of Al. Like, I need Al to hit like three a game, and then I'll maybe step out a bit more.
I mean, I get it, Bond, but I feel like it was way more effective when you're playing when you got Brooke Lopez and Giannis on the floor, or you got Julius Randle and Mitchell Robinson.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like once you're out there with if Kevin Love is Derek White is his assignment, it's a problem.
But then so who's guarding Kevin Love? because I know you were talking about, like, what are you doing? Who are you trying to pull away from the basket if you are playing Kevin? The Jimmy, Kevin two-man was giving them a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, but if it's off the bench, wouldn't it be Robert Williams?
Yeah, I see. I like Kevin as your only big.
Does that be a better podium?
Of course
he is. I don't see it.
But you see what you guys, my thing is, I don't mind Kevin playing. I like him as the only big.
Yeah.
That's where I want to see Kevin. I want to either, I would either want him as a second big guarding another big or as the only big on the floor. Because I just don't like, when they can, you know, they can play Marcus Smart on him and just put a bunch of big guys on Jimmy and all these other guys, a big bunch of long rangy defenders, and put Marcus Smart on Kevin Love. Like, anybody can guard Kevin Love, especially if you don't have to be around the rim.
Yeah.
That's my problem. He does not present a mismatch out there if Derek White is your power forward.
Yeah.
That's my biggest problem with Kevin Love. And it's like, it's not on him. It's just who he is now. We have to make adjustments. Like, we just have to. Who would you start next game?
Probably Highsmith and one of the 2 point guards. I just like Highsmith, and I think that Caleb off the bench makes sense.
Yeah.
And I think it helps Kyle too. So I think that's important. But just generally, like, I just like the Highsmith minutes. I've always liked him on Tatum or Brown, and I think that Boston's starting lineup is very athletic, and it's bothered Miami, and I do think they need to kind of control that. To be honest, the offensive rebounding by Boston has been a problem since game 3.
Yes.
I believe they had like 17 second chance
21
points to Miami's
21-1 in game 3.
Yeah. So that's been a trend that for the last 3 games. So, like, I do think that Highsmith helped some of that. He was an active mover and cutter. I guess one of the really positive things as well is I don't know how many cards the Celtics have left to play. I think I don't know how many more adjustments they have left. Miami now gets to go home, watch the film, show them all Duncan film on what to do against presses. And you know, I'm praying to God, suppose not Doc Rivers.
Part of the problem, and Brian, actually, I'll go to you. Like, they can make all the adjustments they want. If Jimmy is disinterested and Bam is playing the way Bam is playing, it don't fucking matter. They could lose by 5, but they're not going to win. Right?
Jimmy has to will them one more win. That's why I basically start off the show with, like, to me, it doesn't seem like Jimmy wants to close out this series. He wants the rest of the team to do it for him. He needs to go out and do it for himself. And then the rest of the team will come and help him out. Like, it's not like he's not going to get help. They helped him out as much as they could, but, like, honestly, at the end of the day, you need Bam and Jimmy to give you a all-star performance to close out a series, especially against a team like the Boston Celtics. They're not going to give it to you.
I agree with that, but Vaughn, I don't know if you were going to say the same thing. It's not just that they need the performance, but if you're not doing it, Jimmy, get the fuck out the way. Like, don't fuck up possessions.
Yeah, you can't be ball stopping, right?
And then not want to. If you don't want to do nothing, don't do nothing. Don't at my job, sometimes I'm like, I got people giving me busy work. Jimmy out there giving motherfuckers busy work.
He's
been delegating, is what he's been doing.
Those pull up fucking threes have to go. I'm sick and tired of them.
Welcome.
Bob, we've been on this for a while.
I'm so over it. Like, the knockout,
it's over.
I'm going to redeem it because I missed that one in game 7 last season. You shouldn't have took that one. Stop it. Like,
I don't mind if he's hot, but sure. Don't take it out of rhythm, bro.
And they're all of the out of rhythm ones, they all look the same. They're all disinterested. They're all flat. That leg gets the kicking. It's flat. Like, they all look the same when he's just dicking around.
My brother is so ready to go to Columbia.
I'm ready to go back to Columbia.
Are you talking about Shakira? I think you're talking about Shakira.
Listen, I don't want to hear anything out of her. This is all her fault.
This is definitely her fault.
She's a Boston Celtics agent.
This is shit you don't do the night before games.
My friend in chat, Senpai Notes, texted me and he goes, Shakira's a Boston agent. And I'm like, man, I feel so betrayed.
You know what's funny, man? Like, if they go back and they win game 6, I missed the joke. What happened?
It's funny because if I was ready, that would have been the out.
If they go back and win game six, one of my headphones is dying. If they go back and win game six, you know it's going to be like the Heat have no chance against Denver.
Yeah. They like it that way, though. I just want to get to the finals at this point. Like, just win one more game.
I'm sick of hearing about
you losing the finals, whatever. But, like, just get there. You were up 3-0. I don't want to be the first team that loses 3-0.
That is everything. I do not want to be that meme.
I have a question.
Hilarious?
Go Bond, and then I
want to. No, you. Go ahead.
Would you have rather lost to the Bucks in the first round or had this run, but it end with them losing?
I would have rather lost to the Bucks in the first round.
I think I'm there too.
Me and Tiffany was talking about, so Tiff, like, all season has been saying they can either win a chip or get swept in the first round. You know what the fuck the median is of that? Getting up 3-0 in the ECF and then blowing four straight. That's the most.
Spoelstra would never be able to let that down on his coaching career.
Jimmy, Bam, oh, it's over for Bam. If Bam lets that go down on his watch, like, without him having active.
That's worse than anything Doc Rivers has ever done in his career.
Well, you know what they're going to do? They're going to Jimmy all bark, no bite, right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, that's what it's going to be. Like, Jimmy got a big mouth, not a superstar, not a top 20 player. There's going to be a lot of dancing on the Jimmy grave because you run your mouth that much. And then you give up the 3-0 lead, they're going to have the field day with
bro. Let me talk to y'all about the basketball gods, right? If you're going to talk your shit, talk your shit. Like, they want you to talk your shit. No. You don't need to have to do this. Like, the gods want you to talk your shit.
I was going to do a beatbox for the rant. Go ahead.
You just got to approach it the right way. You can't talk your shit and then just go, like, mailing it in. Now they just want to take it all away from you.
Bon, you know what this feels like? You know, this is sort of remind me of, like, that game three where they were just going up and doing all this crazy shit, celebrating like they had just won a series.
I had a problem
with game. It reminded me of the finals against Dallas when they were about to go up 2-0 in that series at home. And they were swinging, pretending like they were boxing each other up like 15 or whatever. And then they lose that lead and then they lose the series.
Around. No one expected you to be up 3-0. Handle it. Finish it. And now we just here. Yeah.
Jimmy was out here talking a lot of shit, man. He was pointing at people, calling timeout, and then to just not show up two games in a row.
A game and a half at worst. No, two and a half games now. I don't know, man.
It's all Shakira's fault, I'm telling you.
Heat in six, yeah.
It's if this Heat win this series, it's Heat in six, yeah.
No, listen.
If it goes seven, it's
Heat in five because they didn't show up tonight, so tonight doesn't count.
Oh.
I will say this. This game has brought back Celtic fan Rohan. So do with that as you will.
Insufferable on the fucking timeline. We get it, Rohan. You're fucking objective. You're a fucking journalist. You have to talk about both sides. We get it, Rohan. You're dead in this town, bro. Don't you ever fucking show up at Flanagan's again. Like, you are no longer allowed to have
shared
fucking
rib rolls with him.
We broke rib rolls with you, bro. Like, you are a traitor. You are a fucking coward, Rohan. Wait till I see you in the fucking streets.
Chad said Shakira played with Jimmy's meat.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.